What's up, you guys? Bad Gal Bree here. For any new listeners I happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Bree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 20. So this last week was pretty good, you guys. I got to take a little vacay, if you might say, out of the country and go down to Jamaica with my dad and aunt and uncle. And it wasn't really like for fun purposes. It was to bury my grandfather who died last month. So that was pretty sad. And I do feel like I don't know. I don't really have any words to say because I do miss him very much. It was a really touching service. A lot of people loved him and will miss him, myself included. So I definitely think that he would have enjoyed the service if he were still alive, but it was his time to go and it is what it is. But I enjoyed myself down there. I definitely had time to unwind and relax from all the drama from the week prior to me traveling. I definitely needed this vacation. I needed to be able to relax and unravel as the year is coming to a close. 2020 has been one hell of a year. It's been through hell and high water that we've made it this far. And I'm definitely proud of the fact that we've been able to just get through so much without giving up on hope for a future, that there's something past this coronavirus, there's something past all this tragedy. So I definitely think that as the year's coming to a close, we should reflect on that and just keep our future bright and not look on the things that are negative and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Just stay positive and keep fighting. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, although 2020 was a very hectic year, there's many lessons that we can learn from it. And I agree, I definitely think that God made this year difficult for us so that we could learn that there's so many things that in this world that we take for granted, such as life. Like, many people are taking life for granted, especially with this coronavirus. They think that they're invincible and they could just walk around just doing whatever they want. And then when they get COVID, they truly want to value life then. But you didn't value life when you were not wearing a mask and things of that nature. So I definitely think that this is a topic that needs to be discussed, because many people are saying, and myself included, that 2020 was the worst year ever, which it is, but it also taught us really valuable lessons that we can take into the next year and the year after that. So it's definitely not the worst, but it's not the best either. Dare I say, it's somewhat in the middle so far. Like, it hasn't been the worst just yet, because we don't know what's coming next year and the year after that. So we definitely can learn some lessons from 2020, and if you guys want to hear the rest of my commentary on this topic, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform, it's my commentary, it's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to like come for me without a way home and like no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah. Now, y'all already know what's up. I have to give my opinion on this unpopular opinion. And I agree. I definitely think 2020, despite it being horrific and us going through hell and high water to survive, it's taught us a lot of lessons that we can apply in 2021 and 2022. I definitely think that this year was hectic for a reason, and God made it that way so that we can get out of our comfort zone. We can get out of our life of luxury and see that the world isn't as warm and fuzzy as it is portrayed in like TV and movies. It's not. So I definitely think that we learned some important lessons in 2020 and we need to apply that to our lives. So if you guys want to hear the rest of my commentary on this topic, enjoy! The first lesson that we learned in 2020 is that life is uncomfortable and it's nothing but a fact. I mean, definitely this coronavirus has made everyone uncomfortable to like go outside and like socialize how they used to. And I mean, rightfully so, because this thing is really deadly and people were acting hella reckless. And as a result, they got sick and they're like, oh, it's just a hoax. I can't get sick from coronavirus. It was invented in a lab. Like, no, boo-boo. It's very so real and you can get sick and die from it. So I definitely think that life has been kind of uncomfortable for the past like year, and like I said, we need to learn that life isn't all peaches and cream and that everything is going to be all right 100% of the time, which it's not, because people already predicted that this pandemic was going to come soon, but they didn't think it was going to be like this year. And here we are in the middle of a global pandemic. People are dying every single day and we're like just stuck, like we don't know what to do. And that's just proof that life isn't always 100% gonna be comfortable. It's not gonna always be in your favor and in your luxury. So 2020 definitely taught us that if there's something that life can teach you, it's that you have to learn to be uncomfortable in certain situations, even if that situation is a pandemic. You get what I'm saying? The second lesson that we learned in 2020 is that life can be pretty unpredictable. I don't think anybody last year would have predicted the enormous effect that COVID-19 would have on 2020. Like, it literally started with that one case in January, and then by March we're in a global quarantine and pandemic. Like, everybody had to like stay inside, lock down. Everyone was just like freaking out because like we didn't know what was happening. Like, we knew that there was something going on, but we didn't know exactly what it was just yet. And COVID was technically like a thing in 2019 because it like the first case was like in December, but people really didn't care because it was all the way on the other side of the world. But when it came to the US, baby, it was a different story, because now it's a problem. Now it's on our turf and we have to figure out something to like get rid of it. So yeah, life is definitely unpredictable. No one would have predicted the amount of chaos that COVID-19 would have brought. And now that it's December, things are kind of starting to wind down now that the vaccine is out. And people are still conflicted to take the vaccine, but we've seen how much damage this disease can do. So I kind of see like why some people don't want to take it, like that's just their choice. But if you know that you are a healthcare worker and you're going to be around sick people and stuff like that, you should take it. And I'm not saying that you have to take the vaccine because it's available. I'm saying you should take the vaccine because you're going to be around sick people and you want to protect yourself and also the person that you're handling if you're a healthcare worker. So all these people that are like, oh, I'm just going to wait and see like what the side effects are, this and that, that's fine. But if you're just purposefully not going to take it because you think the government's going to track you with like chips and shit, first and foremost, that's not true. Like, come on, y'all. Like, that's literally the most childish and asinine thing I've ever heard, because why would they do that? Like, why would they use a vaccine, something that's used to protect people from deadly diseases and eradicate deadly diseases, to track down citizens? That don't make sense. Yeah, idiot, because that don't make any kind of sense at all. Period. The third lesson that we learned in 2020 is that life is short. Like, I can count on one hand how many people that I've known have lost their lives to this disease, and It's not okay. Like, people really need to start getting serious about it. It's not a hoax. It's not something that the government created to control us and stuff like that. It's a real life thing, and people are dying. And you know, it's truly sad and heartbreaking that people have to learn the hard way with this disease, and they have to learn that it's something that people shouldn't play with. So when people's family members and friends start dying, like flies drop out of the air, people are starting to get serious about it. And I don't know why it takes someone's death to get serious about something such as COVID-19. We should have been serious about this since the first case that came into the US. But you know, there's gonna be people that don't believe it's real. Like, they say it's a hoax and that the government's doing it to scare us. But you know what? You can't really convince everyone, but we should realize that life is short and that we shouldn't be playing around with stuff like this because obviously we've had so much death since March and it keeps increasing every single day. So we need to get serious about it. We need to be able to take the vaccine when it comes available to us. And we need to realize that life is short and that we shouldn't just take life for granted because one day someone's there, the next day they're gone. Like, we can't be playing with stuff like that. We've come a long way since March, and we should be able to know that these things aren't things to play with. We should be serious about them, and we need to start getting serious about it now as the next year is coming up. The fourth and final lesson that we learned in 2020 is that we often take life for granted, and with this disease, we can't be doing that because so many people I know are here one day and then the next moment they're gone because of COVID, and that's not okay. We should definitely not take life for granted. We should live every single day to the fullest and just enjoy life. We shouldn't be stuck in fear because of this virus, because of this disease. We should be able to take our lives and just live it to the fullest without living in fear. And I know that's easier said than done because we have to like stay socially distanced, we have to quarantine, we have to wear masks in this pandemic, but we just have to be able to not take life for granted because so many people are dying from this disease and we still don't know like why so many people die from it. We just know that people are dying and the vaccine is coming. It's coming like at the end of the year. And at the end of the day, like, we just need to be able to just not take life for granted and just be able to enjoy life while we're here before it's too late. Because, like I said, some people are here one day and the next are gone. And yeah, man, we just need to be able to live life to the fullest, even if it's at a safe distance. We just need to be able to live life and live it to the fullest and not take life for granted. Period, poo. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I'm definitely kind of sad that this is the last episode of the series, but I just want to thank you guys so much for the love and support you've given me along this new journey. And y'all have just helped me be the person that I want to be with this podcast. You've helped me to be able to talk about things that most people wouldn't want to talk about, and I feel really humbled that I have such a good and supportive audience that allows me to do so. So yeah, I just want to thank y'all so much. I truly appreciate the love and support you've given me since day one. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. Well, probably not anymore, but either way, my name is Brittany, and remember, bad ghetto run tings. And I'm on the roll.